Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. And this week, today, I just wanted to bring you something that our life group, our men's group has been talking about as we've been reading through and walking through the Gospel of Luke together this term. And it's been really good just to sit down and to walk through this scripture and look at the life and ministry of Jesus. And there was one text that came up recently that just brought about some really great conversations. And it's just something the Lord's been impressing upon me. And it's from Luke 5. And it's one of the accounts that's in several of the other gospel accounts of Jesus, where you may know it, where the paralytic man who was carried in by his four friends on a mat. And so I just want to read some of those verses for us today, and then just a couple of thoughts that I had about those that might be encouraging for you today. Luke 5:17. On one of those days, he, that was Jesus, was teaching, and Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting there, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. I love how often kind of this sense of the power of the Spirit of God is working in the Gospel of Luke. What a great reminder that that same Spirit that that powered Jesus's ministry that lives in you and me as we follow Jesus. And so verse 18, and behold, some men were bringing on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were seeking to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and they let him down with his bed through the tiles in the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, that's Jesus saw their faith, saw the friend's faith. He said, man, your sins are forgiven. The scribes and the Pharisees began to question, who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But Jesus perceived their thoughts, and he answered them, why do you question in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise and walk? But here's the whole point of this. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And there's so much in this text that is encouraging and also very challenging. But as we think about, we're right in the middle of our life group term. To me, the overarching thing that really stands out to me in this text is this paralyzed man who was on a mat had no way to get himself to Jesus. He couldn't crawl. He couldn't walk. I mean, it would just been nearly impossible for him to get in, especially with these crowds. But this man had four friends who were there with him, who were willing to do whatever they could to bring him to Jesus, because they know getting him to Jesus meant that their friend could walk again. Their friend could be restored. Their friend could have a new life because of his encounter with Jesus. And they were willing to do whatever they could to get above the crowd, to lift this man up onto the roof of a house, to somehow get their way through the roof of this house, to lower this man right in front of Jesus. And just one of the things that we talked about within our men's group is, you know, we asked the question, do you have these type of people in your life? Do you have people in your life who are willing to do whatever it takes to get you to Jesus? That when you're hurting, that when you find yourself down on the mat, do you have friends who say, let's go. Let's get you to church. Let's get you to life group. Hey, let's sit down. Let's read some scripture together. Hey, let's pray together. Do you have friends and people in your life that will do whatever they can to bring you to Jesus? And this has been something for me personally that is something that has been a new venture for me and our family. We moved here a little over a year ago. And so we are kind of beginning this process brand new of making new relationships and new friendships and trying to get these kinds of people in our lives. That when we need it, that we can be carried to Jesus. That we also have people in our lives that when they're down on the mat, that we're saying, hey, let's get you to Jesus. And so I want to encourage you with that thought is, if you were to sit down and make a list, could you get up to four names that they will do whatever it takes to encourage you, to bring you to Jesus for your betterment? And if you do, reach out to them and just let them know how grateful you are for them to have that kind of relationship, and to say, I'm grateful to have a friend like you thank you for being in my life. Thank you for being there for me. Maybe you may have had moments where you've been down and they have been there to bring you to Jesus. And just encourage them with that. If you have a hard time getting four names, getting one name, getting two names, maybe let's use this time to pray and ask the Lord to say, Lord, would you bring some people into my life like this man's friends? Because there will be a time when we are on the mat and we need some people to grab the corner and to help get us to Jesus. Because without them, we're not sure that we'd make it there to him. And just ask him, Lord, would you please bring these types of people in my life? Help me to seek them out. Help me to be aware of them. And then maybe for you to say, Lord, would you help me to be ready in that time when one of my friends is on the mat, and how can I help bring them to Jesus? Give me the strength to do that. Because when people encounter Jesus, their lives are changed. Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this story that we read in your word. God, that we see Jesus and we see the way that he admonished this man's friends. And I think a friendship can be so overlooked in today's culture, like a deep, abiding relationships with one another. We need that. We need that, Lord. And so I pray that our life groups would be a great environment where we can cultivate those relationships. But God, I pray for whoever is listening here, God, that you'd be able to bring these types of people, these types of friends in their lives, brothers and sisters in Christ, that it would be there for us to do whatever it takes to get us to Jesus. And God, may we be that kind of friend to others as well. And so, Lord, I pray you continue to bring more and more of men and women of faith, God, who love us and who love you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a few moments and why don't you pray?